We continue learning Amid Yomi Gemara and Shabbos Daf Mem Dalid Amid Aleph, and we pick it up from the Mishnah on Mem Dalid Amid Aleph. Teaches the Mishnah Metal the Ner Chodesh Avlo Yashin. You let him move a new Ner, but not an old Ner. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Kol Anero is Metal Tlin Chutz Miner Adoni B'Shabbos, except an Ner that actually burning. Which brings us in Rabriel, and brings out what the first part of the Mishnah is talking about. That we're talking about Ner Chadash, Ner Yashar. I'm not talking about a candle that's lit. We're talking about the actual receptacle. That a Ner Chadash is not disgusting, but a Ner Yashan, it's used, it's grimy, it's greasy, it becomes muksa. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanim, Metal Ner Chadash, Avala Yashan, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Oy, Merkel, and Neira, Yis Metal Tan Chos, Min Aner, Shed Likov, Shabbos. Rav Shimon Aimer Chos Min Aner Hadoy Lik B'Shabbos. So Rav Shimon Rameir says a candle that was lit. Shimon says a candle that is lit. Kav. So once it goes out, says Rav Shimon Motzal Taltla. Aval Koisu Kairav Ashashis. A very important rule: a cup, a bowl, a beaker, a little flask. Lo Yazizim Mikoymi. Never let him move them, even after the fire goes out. Loz Rav Shimon Aimer Mistabim Min Aner Hakava. You're allowed to take oil directly from a directly from a lamp that is going out. Or from oil that is dripping from the lamp, even while the lamp is burning. So we have a bunch of different shitas. Firstly, when you're allowed to move the lamp, whether it's only while it's burning, even after it goes out. And now concludes the braisa, you're allowed to take oil from such a lamp or from oil that is dripping from the lamp. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, Zavala Kavua B'chada Poli L'B'chada. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon holds like his father Rav Shimon in one thing and argues in one. Zavala Kavua B'chada L'Lasei Moksa. Clearly Rav Lazar Rav Shimon doesn't hold a Moksa. But Poli B'chada L'Avua Savar Kava in Loi Kava Loi. Shimon held only after the fire went out. Then it's now muksa. Then you're allowed to take away the oil. But Rav Lazar of Shimon is even allowing you, v'yu sabar, afal gav, to loy kavu, which of course is a big chedesh, because seemingly as you would be taking the oil out of the lamp, you would at some level be extinguishing the fire. Lamaisa says the Gemara, that's not the, Rav Lazar of Shimon argues. Says the Gemara, let's understand what we just said. Aval, in the braisa that was just quoted, smack in the middle of Memdala Med Aleph, Kosukari Vashashas Lazizim Mekayim Mishna Honey, why are these items not allowed to be moved? We just said in there, could he ask be moved? And now, Kosukari Vashashas cannot. Amar Ula, Seifa Asa on the Rabbi Yehuda. This part of the braisa is going in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that says, you're not allowed to move any form of lamp, whereas Rav Shimon allows us to move a kaisa kairon hashashis once the fire goes out. Maskelor marzot yachi my avol. What's avol? Avol means it's the same person. If it's different shitas, it's no avol. Elomer marzot yachi Rav Shimon. You're right. It is Rav Shimon. But when did Rav Shimon? When was he makel chikashay Rav Shimon? When was Rav Shimon makel to move the candle after the fire goes out? Bener zuta de daita aluye. Because says Rav Shimon, if it was a small light, then for your das was when the light goes out, I want to move it. Avalahani did a fishy lie, but a ner, excuse me, a kaisa kairna shashis, it's a big flame. There's no das on that, and therefore it is muksa. So we're seeing over here, of course, we know that muksa goes by being ashmashais, and we know the rules of migu diskatsai, but this is the Gemara. So within the Gemara's Vachleges and Ayim and Arayim, what level do you take your das off of such a candle? Says Marzucham, fascinating Chiddush. It depends on the type of candle. If it's a little flame, you know it's going to go out. So therefore, you're allowed to use it. If it's a large flame, then you're not allowed to. Ask the Gemara 1 second, Vatanya. But we learned in a Braisa. Meister Hashem Shem Neir Shem Kaira Alser. Rav Shimon Matir. So Rav Shimon, even in the Kais Kairan Ashashis, even in the large flame, Rav Shimon's allowing you to use it. But you just told me Rav Shimon is only making a small flame. Says the Gemara, Hasam Kaira Dum Yudin Her. That's a kaira, similar to an air. It's a small guy. Kaira, dumya, dekois. And that's going to be the chalek. And we conclude, Amar Rav Zeira, two lines from the white lines, teaches Rav Zeira, pamoit. Pamoit is a candlestick. According to one who allows you to move a ner that was once upon a time moved, it's aser to move the pamoit. Devir aser mutter. Explains the Gemara. When it was disgusting, like we began the Mishnah, a ner yashan is moss, it's grimy, it's greasy, it's gross. Therefore, it's muksa. That's Rabbi Yudol's. But Moksa Machlas Isser, that there was a candle lit on it last lay. For a time, Rabbi Yudol, a miracle in Israel, Matechas, Matal, Duchot, Venerish, to think about Shabbos. So Rabbi Yudol clearly holds of Moksa Machlas Isser. Moksa because it was burning. Eliyat Marachi, Yitmar, Amar, Abzir, Apamach, Eligo, Alam, Shabbos. Tevriya, Kol, Osser. Why? Because it once, because it was lit on Shabbos. Lo, Eligo, Alam, then Tevriya, Kol, Mutter. And we'll pick it up from here. Besiyata, Adishim, Hayah.